Hey guys, it's Danielle from Danielle's SOS Bookkeeping. This video is a little bit overdue, so I do apologize for those that are waiting for it. I'm just going to have a quick chat with you guys on how to pay yourself in your business, whether you're an independent contractor or whether you are the owner of a corporation. So I get asked a lot by people that have sole proprietorships or unincorporated businesses. When you have an unincorporated business, basically there's no paying yourself. So the way that the government reports the income and how you're taxed is they take your gross revenue, they take your expenses, and then the bottom line, whatever that net profit is how you're taxed. So if you have a net tax or a net income of under $40,000, then you're taxed at about 25%, which is the combination of 10% and 15% tax brackets. So the government actually doesn't care when you're a sole prop how much money you take out of your business. Okay, so there's no actual paying yourself as far as balancing the books and what you report on your taxes. Now, when we talk about owning a corporation, that's a big jump and a big change in how you pay yourself. So again, I get asked a lot, how do I pay myself when I am a owner of a corporation? So when you are the owner of a corporation, you are required to track when you take income. So we talk, you're gonna hear a ton of names, but the easiest is just an owner's draw. So what that means is that in a given month, if you make $10,000 and you decide to transfer yourself five, that's great. So you increase, you decrease your shareholder account. So now you owe the company back the 5,000. But you don't actually owe the company back $5,000. You just have taken $5,000 out of company money to pay yourself, which you're allowed to do. You run your company and your company is supposed to pay you. So it's not a bad thing, okay? When we do corporate accounting for corporations and we're talking about paying ourselves, my philosophy is going to be leave as much money in the company as humanly possible. So what we do is we talk about budgeting. Now, budgeting is a dirty word. It's not a dirty word. It's an incredibly valuable piece of information that you need to wrap your head around when you run a company. And the reason why is because we want to run everything that's business related through the company, and we only want to transfer to our personal accounts anything that's not considered business. So when we talk about things that are not considered business, we're talking about your car payment if the bill of sale is not in your company name. We're talking about groceries, kids' activities. We're talking about clothes. We're talking about entertainment. We're talking about home expenses. When you're a corporation owner, you do get to back in a percentage of your home expenses back into your business, but the percentage is smaller than, like, you get about 20-30%. So because you get about 20-30%, we want to pay them out of our personal account, and then at year end, you give us, the accountant, the totals of what you paid for the year, and then we'll back in your percentage at that time, which will help lower your corporate tax and will help lower the amount of income you have to take out of the company. Now, all of this is a little bit confusing when it comes to how much do I take out of the company. So say your company makes 100 grand and you take $40,000 out of the company. Okay. You are not necessarily required to take the $40,000 out dollar for dollar. So we have a lot of flexibility and a lot of tools to draw from when we own our corporations. So maybe you have to take 20 or 25 or 30, and maybe you do have to take 40, and that's perfectly fine. We want to keep the number, the amount that we claim as personal income as low as possible, because when we're getting paid out from our company on our personal taxes, chances are there's no income tax taken off of it. So you're going to be taxed at a blunt rate based on whatever dollar value your either T4 or dividend are. We'll talk about the differences between T4s and dividends in a moment. But yeah, we're just taxed exponentially higher on the personal side than we are on the company side. On the company side, on average in Alberta, we pay about 15% flat tax, between federal and provincial, and on the personal side, our lowest tax bracket is 25% when you take into account federal and provincial, and our highest tax bracket is close to 46%, which is again, provincial and federal. which is huge, right? We don't want to be losing 50% of our income. Now, that income bracket applies to people with, you know, $250,000 worth of income and above. But in my line of work, I've given people $150,000 worth of income. That's, you know, that's 40% tax. And it is 40% tax. So on $150,000 worth of income, even if you went with $150,000 dividend, or a combination of T4 and dividend, you're looking at about $40,000 worth of tax. Right? So it's pretty substantial. And we don't want to do that if we can help it. So we want to try and keep most of our money into our company or reinvesting into our company and only draw out what we need to at the very minimum that covers non-business expenses. When we're talking about non-business expenses, we're talking about things like I said, we're talking about those home expenses and those personal things. But things that are considered business expenses are going to be your fuel. It's going to be your vehicle repairs. It's going to be your office supplies, your food, your advertising, your networking, your website costs, like things like that, travel, postage, assets. All that stuff is business related. So we want to try and pay all those business related expenses out of our corporate bank account and then only transfer, like I said, the minimum to our personal account that we have to. Now, if you own a corporation and the wheels are going, oh my God, I don't know how to, you know, I don't know how to maybe use my money, you need to send me a message. We'll get you set up with a cheat sheet on exactly what you need to put into your budget. We'll show you exactly how you can maximize on making sure that we're transferring the least amount of money to our personal taxes as possible. Sometimes you do need to transfer more money from your corporation to your personal because maybe you want to try and buy a house. Well, to buy a house, you need to show, you know, X amount of income. Part of what we do and part of what I'm very serious about is tax planning with my clients. And the reason why I'm serious about tax planning with my clients is because we need to know what your goals are so that we can help you cater your accounting to those goals. So if you tell me that you want to buy a house in 2 years, well, we have to take the last 2 years of NOAs. That's what the bank looks like. That's what the bank looks at. And your last 2 years of financials. And we need to basically make those look as good as possible. And we need to make those, you know, catered to you getting a house. If I don't know that you're getting a house, well, I'm going to go into tax planning mode. And tax planning mode says, let's keep your personal income down as low as possible. In your case, that's not actually going to do you as much good as if we actually give you a little bit more income. Yes, there's a little bit more tax today, but if it gets you into the house that you're looking for, it's a necessary evil. And then once you've gotten that house, we switch you back over into minimal personal taxes and personal income, and we get you back to saving. But there's lots and lots of strategies that we have available to us, and this is why we need to know what's going on in your life so that we know how to cater your accounting so that it does the best benefit for you. Now, corporation owners, we're going to talk one more, just for a couple minutes here about the differences between T4s and dividends. So when we have a company, there's only two ways we can pay ourselves. We can pay ourselves by T4. Now, T4 can be done up at the end of the year based on owner's draw, or it can be actual payroll where you're on your company payroll, you're taking deductions off. That's perfectly fine too. So we're going to focus on the T4 and dividends that are issued at the end of the year based on owner's draw and not on regular payroll. If you are on regular payroll on your company, you're paying source deductions every month, you're paying into income tax, you're paying into CPP, you are not paying into EI because you are not eligible for EI when you're the owner of a small business in Canada. So keep that in mind as well. Women that are running businesses, if you are running a business, so say myself, I run a business. If I wanted to decide to go and have a baby, I'm not paying into EI anymore, so there's no maternity leave left. Even though I worked for, you know, 20 years and paid into the system, I've claimed maternity leave once before, or twice before, actually. I've had two kids. But I didn't by any means use all of the banked, you know, money that I paid into EI. But because I haven't contributed to EI in the last year, and because I'm now the owner of an incorporated business, I no longer qualify for EI. So that's something very important I want to interject with. Now, let's go back to, you've taken money out all year. I usually say just take what you need and we'll, you know, as long as we're doing your books at a regular interval, I can tell you whether or not you're taking too much or too little. So if you've been taking money out all year, and we get to your year end and we say, okay, we got to give you some income. We're either going to give you a T4 or we're going to give you a dividend. Now, if we give you a T4, your source deductions for the previous year are due by January 15th of the next year. So everybody out there with a December 31st year end, this is very, very, very critical. Okay. Most December 31st year ends are not ready to go by January 2nd and filed by January 15th. Okay, so a lot of the times what we'll suggest is that if we feel like we're going to give you a T4, and we've talked about this previously in the year, we're going to get you to put a chunk down on source deductions preemptively so that you're not whacked with a huge penalty Or if we can, you know, roughly figure out what we're going to give you for a T4 and we file it by the end of February, I can do the calculation quickly for you for the source deductions, but you're still going to be hit with the late filing penalty because, again, unless you're ready to go January 2nd, most December 31st year ends just get hit with the penalty on January 15th for source deductions. It sucks. It's a very unfair system, in my opinion, but unfortunately the government doesn't care what I think. So we try very hard to negate that so that our clients don't end up with any more penalties than they have to. But we're deciding we're issuing you a T4. That's great. We do need to make those source deduction payments as much as possible. We file T4s by the end of February. That's the deadline. Now, if you've got a December 31st year end and your year end is ready to go in the end of January, we can still do that T4 up and we'll get it filed for you early. And then when the e-file desk opens at the middle of February, then we'll go ahead and file your personal taxes. Now, T4s versus dividends when it comes to reducing corporate profit, okay? When you're a corporate business owner, you have a lot more flexibility in how you pay yourself and what that does for, you know, overall tax. So we've talked about this before. We pay so much less tax in our corporation than we do in our personal taxes. So what I usually suggest to do is keep the personal taxes as low as possible and pay the majority of tax in the corporation if we can, because it's just at such a lower rate. So we get to your year end and say you have, I'll draw out a scenario and I'll post it alongside this video as well so you guys can get a visual tool here. But say you have $100,000 worth of revenue, okay, and you have $60,000 worth of expenses, so you have $40,000 worth of profit. That's what you're going to be taxed on. So in a corporation, you're going to be roughly taxed at about 15% of that, okay? But we need to give you some income. So sometimes what we'll do is we'll say, we want to wipe out all the corporate tax, you're okay with a little bit of personal tax, we could give you a $40,000 T4 and it would bring your corporate tax down to zero. So you would pay about $3,000 or $4,000 in personal tax, but you'd pay zero in corporate tax. That's fine if you really want that, but I'm not going to suggest that at that rate. So if you need to take $40,000 worth of income in that scenario, I'm going to probably suggest you take a dividend. Now, the difference is there is that with a dividend, you're going to pay on about a $40,000 dividend, give or take, you'll pay about $1,800 worth of tax. It's not a flat number, that's just a rough estimation, okay? So you're gonna pay about $1,800 worth of personal tax. And then you're gonna still pay the 15% on the $40,000 profit in your corporation. But if we had given you a T4, like I said, it would probably be $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in personal tax and zero corporate tax, but also the source deductions on top. So if we ran that same scenario at $100,000 worth of revenue, $60,000 worth of expenses, and $40,000 profit, if we gave you a $40,000 T4 between your personal taxes and your source deductions, you're probably paying close to $6,500, $7,000 total. Whereas if we give you the dividend and we pay the corporate tax on the $40,000 on the corporate side, your dividend, you know, your personal taxes on a $40,000 dividend are only about $1,800. There's no source deductions, and your corporate taxes are probably going to be a couple grand too. So we'll probably pay half in tax overall than we would have if we wiped out all the corporate revenue and then took it all personally. Okay, so when it comes to your year end, this is my job. I look at the scenarios and I give you, you know, three different scenarios and I say, here's kind of our recommendation. Here's what you've told me about your goals over the last year. Here's what you're going to get done in the next year. Here's your scenarios for income. And basically we go back and forth until we find one that suits you. But there's a lot more flexibility with how we pay ourselves when it comes to our corporations. So I want to recap really quickly. So when we are a sole proprietorship, so we're a non-incorporated business, the government doesn't care how much of your money you spend, okay? So when we file your personal taxes as a sole proprietorship, we take your revenue and we take your expenses. And whatever the bottom line profit is after that, just based on the paper numbers, you pay tax on it, whatever tax bracket you're in. So if you're under $40,000, you're gonna pay about 25%. If you're between $41,000 and $90,000, you're gonna pay about 30.5% tax, and it goes up all the way to 46%, okay? It is not beneficial to you to be a sole proprietorship and having a net income that is taxed between $40,000 and $91,000. It's just not practical. You are paying way more personal tax than you would, even if you take into the account the first cost of incorporating a business plus the higher accounting fee. You are still going to save money. And if you are a small business or a sole proprietorship within that net income of $40,000 to $91,000, this is where we need to have a conversation. The transition to a corporation may not happen today or tomorrow, but you need to be aware of what you're looking at, what the tax savings are, and the differences that will make a huge impact on the amount of tax that you're paying. Okay. So again, when you run a sole proprietorship, your money is yours. The revenue that you earn in your business is yours to spend however you like. The government doesn't care about what you pay yourself. Okay. You are not, it doesn't even come into the equation. We take the gross revenue, the gross expenses, and you pay tax on the net. Now, in the corporation, like we just went over, we have a lot more options. So when we take money out of the business, it's called an owner's draw. And basically, we keep track of those all year. And at the end of the year, either 100% of that or portions of that have to be claimed as income. And it's either going to be a T4 or it's going to be a dividend. If it's a T4, it lowers corporate profit, but we pay source deductions and higher personal taxes. If it's a dividend, you still pay the full amount of corporate tax, but you pay less personal taxes because of the dividend tax. Tax credit. So that's a lot of information, but it's just a quick how to pay yourself guide between whether you're a sole proprietorship or a corporation. Now, if you find yourself in one of those two boats, if you're listening to this video, you are in one of those two boats. And if anything that I just went over doesn't make a lot of sense or you need more clarification, then you're going to hit the message me button and you're going to book a consultation. We do free consultations. It is your duty and responsibility to understand how your money works in your business. If you are not aware of how your business, your money works inside your business, you are doing yourself a disservice. Okay. I do not charge for free consultations. And the reason why I do that is because I absolutely believe what I'm saying. Okay. I need you guys to understand that if you don't understand how to pay yourself and you don't understand the basics of the money in your corporation, then you will be one of those statistics within the 2 to 5 years that fails in business. Okay. You don't have to understand it to the extent that I do. That's my job. I went to school to learn accounting. But when you give us the responsibility and the pleasure of taking care of your business, it's not my business, it's yours. Okay? So I try my best to make sure that you understand how that works so that you have a healthy business that runs for a very long time and we're in business for the next 25 to 30 years. So again, if you guys have any questions about this video, I want you to hit message me. I'm going to repost this in my tax group as well. If you guys are not part of it, I want you guys to look up tax tips, personal and business, and you need to get involved in the conversation. We're sharing a whole bunch of information on how to pay yourself, different leadership skills, bookkeeping essentials, all kinds of stuff. If you guys have not joined up, make sure you do that. And then this video will also be reposted on my YouTube channel. So you can like, follow, and subscribe to that. That would be great. And if you guys have any questions, give me a shout.